So hello again and welcome back to the Football Spy Show in association with our friends at Renault Vans. We're back with you for another 3 months and we think this summer's going to be the biggest transfer window there's ever been. So let's get started. And to kick us off, a storm brewing at Arsenal. Samir Nasri won't sign a new deal. He's got 1 year left on his current contract. Arsenal don't want to lose him for nothing next summer when his deal runs out. The trouble is Manchester United are interested, and if Nasri decides that he doesn't want to go anywhere else, then he could just sit out his current contract and leave for nothing next summer. So Gunners fans, what do you want Wenger to do? Do you want him to sell to United, make them stronger, but at least you'd get around £7 million? Do you want him to refuse point blank to make the champions even stronger by selling to Sir Alex? Or do you want him to stick to his guns and force Nasri to see out his contract until next summer, then go on a free? Me personally, I think if a player wants to go, then let him go. But I'd like to know what you think. You know how to get in touch by now. There's some more Arsenal gossip in the first of our Football Spy transfer roundups. Yeah, we're hearing this morning that the Inter Milan defender Marco Materazzi is interested in listening to what QPR had to say. On the face of it, it might be a bit of a coup, but then he is 37 years of age. But have Manchester United found the new Javier Hernandez? The Telegraph say today that they're going to watch the 18-year-old Mexican striker Eric Torres. He's in action against China today. Torres has only just replaced Javier Hernandez at Chivas and he's hit 6 goals in 19 appearances. We'll be having a look at him as well today. Tell us what you think in tomorrow's edition of Football Spy. The Mail say today that both Arsenal and Liverpool extremely keen on the Barcelona forward Bojan. As you know, he's 20, he's got a very good eye for goal, and the Mail say that he's keen to leave the European champions because he's very frustrated at being a substitute. In our own Daily Mirror, Barcelona have offered Arsenal the young midfielder Thiago Alcantara plus around about £40 million cash for Cesc Fabregas. His story's already moved on a slightly, in so much as Alcantara's dad has said that his son's not leaving. But I'd suggest that if Barcelona want to sell, then it's not really for him to say that. Go to the BBC website for details of Ashley Young's bid to leave Aston Villa. He says that he'll have talks with the Villa chairman, Randy Lerner, this week. He jets into England from America this week. And as you all know, Young wants to go to United, so we'll keep you informed as to what happens there on Football Spy. The West Ham midfielder, Scott Parker, he's been talking after the England game at the weekend. He's confirmed he's all but off to a Premier League club this summer. All of the papers carry his comments today. One story not in too many of the papers today, but definitely doing the rounds as Liverpool in for the Manchester City winger Adam Johnson. I'd be surprised if City were to sell to Liverpool, but then I suppose you never know if the price is right. This is fascinating. In the Mail, they say that both Arsenal and Chelsea very keen on the West Brom striker Peter Odemwingie. He scored something like 13 goals last season. For me, he's a very good player, but I just think Chelsea might be looking for someone a bit more high profile, maybe someone in the Neymar mould. Just before we move on, a quick one for all of you Arsenal fans. We're given to understand that Arsene Wenger is either in advanced negotiations or has already signed a new striker. That's just what we're picking up here in the Football Spy office and we're looking into. So just for a bit of fun, who do you think it is? Not who do you want it to be, who you'd like it to be, who do you think it is? Let's work on the basis that it's an established striker, maybe in his 20s and not another one of Wenger's youngsters. Who do you think Arsene Wenger has either signed or is very close to signing? That's open to non-Arsenal fans as well. Email us at spy@mirror.co.uk, post on YouTube, on the Mirror Football website, or you can tweet us at Football Spy. Yeah, it's time for your messages. And normally on the first show back, I don't do too many, but lots of you saying very nice things, for which, of course, we are grateful. And now last week, when we did our preview show, I asked you to tell me who you want your club to sign this summer. 123 Suicidal Maniac says here, I'm a Liverpool fan. I'd like us to sign Charlie Adam from Blackpool, Jordan Henderson from Sunderland, and Eden Hazard from Lille. He's a very good player. I don't think he'll be going to Liverpool, though. Millsy Dude would like to see Didier Drogba at Spurs from Chelsea. He says here, it's exactly what we need. I just think his wage demands will be too high. Castleview wants Chelsea to sign Neymar from Santos, and Javier Pastore, the midfielder Manchester City are interested in. I think they might blow you out of the water, even with Roman Abramovich's money. And Full Binky wants Arsenal to sign the centre-back Chris Samba from Blackburn. This is a bit of a long one from EFC Matty, who's an Everton fan. He says, as an Everton fan, I would love to see Miroslav Klose come to us on a free transfer. He has proven that he can score goals at the highest level in multiple World Cups. And even if he doesn't play, him just being at the club would help youngsters as they'd pick up little things and learn from such a veteran. We'll do one more for now. Lombardi's on YouTube. He's a Spurs fan and he's not happy. He says Aston Villa keeper Brad Friedel is the newest player at Tottenham, but this is all a bit worrying. He is a great keeper, don't get me wrong, but he's 40 years old. This coming at a time when Gomez claims to want a move back to PSV. I fear Redknapp syndrome is setting in and my beloved Spurs are about to implode. I'm not sure about that. Lombardi, I think Friedel's a very good keeper and I would trust Harry Redknapp's judgment. He's not done too badly for you so far. Do you want to pick up on one of quick thing in those messages? Because it really does look as though Sunderland's Jordan Henderson could end up at Liverpool. But for me, is he an £18 million player? Not for me personally. He's a good player. He's a promising player. He's a Black Cats Young Player of the Year. But is he prolific from midfield? No. Has he scored more than, 10, 15 goals this season? No, he's only scored 3 in something like 38, 39 appearances, and he's not that experienced as well. As a Liverpool fan, I've got to put my cards on the table. If Kenny Dalglish rates him, then that's good enough for me. But £18 million, let me know what you think if he is worth that money right now. More transfer rumours for you, and let's go around Europe. Chelsea and Manchester City have been linked with the Benfica left-back Fabio Quintrao. He's a very good player, but he's going to Real Madrid. The Spanish Daily AS say he'll be announced within the next few days as Jose Mourinho's newest signing. In Italy, Corriere dello Sport reporting Napoli are keen on the Borussia Mönchengladbach midfielder Michael Bradley and the Lille striker Moussa Sow. Bradley looks a full-back option in case they miss out on Tottenham's Wilson Palacios, but Sow is a goal machine. He's 25 and he scored 25 goals this season, and it looks as though Paris Saint-Germain will win the race for the Lorient striker Kevin Gamero. Newcastle have been in for him. It cost £12 million, but he's told the French publication Le Parisien today that he will not be joining any club that's not playing in Europe. Back to the Premier League, and Norwich have had their £1.5 million bid for the winger Elliot Bennett accepted by Brighton. That's on the BBC website. He can also play as an attacking midfielder. The Sun say that QPR have been told they can have Hull's Jimmy Bullard for nothing as long as they pay his £45,000 a week salary in full. I think that will be a no then. We like new names here on the Football Spy Show, and the Mail say that West Brom are stepping up their interest in the Japanese goalkeeper Aiji Kawashima. The 20-year-old Belgian's club Lierse SK say that they've received an initial bid and a deal does appear likely. Sticking with the Mail, and the Scotland striker Kenny Miller's fed up of life at the Turkish club Bursaspor after just 5 months. He'd cost £450,000. Wigan and Blackburn both interested. Competition time for you, and I asked you last week to tell me in the order, in the correct order, the three teams that you think will be the biggest spenders this summer. Lots and lots of entries already, and we've barely started. On Twitter, Khalid Al Mubarak says it will be Manchester City 1, Man United 2, Liverpool 3. He hasn't put where he's writing in from, though. Please do put down the country where you're entering from so that we can get an idea of where you are writing into us from. Lots of you thinking outside the box on YouTube. Milanista thinks the biggest spenders will be Chelsea with Manchester United second and Manchester City third. Dr. Benji thinks it will be Liverpool first with Chelsea second and United third. Yucca Brown thinks Chelsea will be first with City second. Spurs in there in third place. They're looking to spend big money, remember, on a striker, maybe two. And Mr. Gamer, he's an optimist. He thinks, listen to this, he thinks Arsenal are going to be the biggest spenders this summer transfer window. He thinks Arsene Wenger's finally going to put his hand in his pocket and make them the biggest spenders. Keep your entries coming in for that particular competition. Remember, we've got a goodie bag at the end of the window, strip, boots, few other things in there as well for the one who gets it right. We want to know in order the top three spenders of this summer's transfer window. But the summer transfer window is up and running. So too is the Football Spy Show. Rob's in the Spy office waiting to update you with all the breaking transfer news on the Mirror Football website, mirrorfootball.co.uk. And I'll see you next time.